For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Romans 14:8. I was capturing some notes here. Pentecost Eve, very good, exciting, yeah. Biblical movement, live, release, change, reason. The condemnation of the bondage, the acknowledgement. I'm consecutively trying to get outside of the box. Some of us, I'm trying to get in it. It's been a long time. Where are you at? I think different. But the live, the release, the charge. I'm consecutively being annihilated. What if you had individuals in your life 24/7 that were pushing you up, full of love? Instead of being released, I'm taking you to another level, moving on up, east side, right? Charged? In what way? Got you full. Reason? Outright love. Live, release, charge, reason. Hate? Unhappiness? Doubt? Not satisfied? How can we be defined by the moral inequity of somebody else? But I think, is it the purest testament of him? The devotion? The trying times of the biblical assertion? You read about it in the Bible. You know it's going to happen. There's sin, there's inequity, death, gluttony, of course, the seven deadly sins, jealousy, envy, greed. Very good. Sloth, wrath, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. They move within us because we bring them into our lives. So live being the first one, we live within that or we walk away from it. Release, we're releasing the Holy Spirit from within us. We're being released from the condemnation of creatures. But are we truly being released? Charged. We're charged when we admit, when our confession, when we proclaim it, that, you know, I did something wrong. You'll never be charged. Regardless of what creature can do to you, hand you a piece of paper. I got in a scenario, it was not too long ago, and she hands me a piece of paper. She says, you're being charged with this. I said, charged. I thought, holy shit. I thought, okay, you need evidence, all this other shit. You know, I think different. Never, I don't even know what the hell's going on. She said, you're charged with this. I'm like, what? Are you serious? This is crazy. This is what happens. I felt so bad for them. I wanted to start crying. I get it. This is what you believe in. It's relevant to you. You believe in charging individuals. The reason you're not happy to be alive, you don't want to be alive. You'd rather be dead. And as far as a release, I'm stuck here. I hate my life. I sit here every day. Resentment of obligation. You know, I don't have much of a life. This is what it is. It gets better than that. I'm not sure. Let's move on a little bit. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. John 14:19. Live to be alive. A little while and the world will see me no more. I haven't heard of God or Christ in a little bit. I just lost track of him. You know what I mean? Got real busy. Things was going good. Things was looking up. Laying stacks down on the table. We got that new crib. I need a new mattress. You know what I'm saying? See me no more, but you will see me still within the heart, soul, mind, thought, word, deed, real deep within it because I live and you also will live. Think about what it means to be alive. Some of us, we think that if and you enjoy yourself for one night, you ain't going to accomplish anything. To be alive, to live within Christ, it's discovery. It's substance. It's discovering where he meets you and you meet him. It's going out to that outer plateau to where you know he still exists within you. Oh no, I seen God last night. For real. You ain't even going to tell anybody about it. Some of us, we take it to these deeper realms. Some of us, we even wander off into darkness. But it takes us closer to him. And of course, the vengeance of God. The vengeance of God is where it's going to stay. Get busy in life discovering self. Don't worry about things you can't change. Somebody walks up to you and hands you a piece of paper and they're telling you you're being charged. You got one word for them. Hallelujah. You already know that's something that God's got going on. You're already guaranteed that you're forgiven. You're redeemed. You don't have nothing to worry about. What goes around comes around. It's worse than that. I'll tell you the outright truth. You're going to have abundance of everything, but you're not allowed to make decisions on God's creation. Did you see that person I was walking by that you didn't like? Mm-mm. That's a child of God. You better be careful. I wouldn't make any decisions on that individual. Forgive me. You shall not permit a sorceress to live. Exodus 22:18. That's a tough one. Casting spells upon one another. Instead of the little voodoo dolls. Sticking pins on you everywhere. You got a pen. Real quick. That's a tough one. Hurt, pain. Being annihilated. You shall not permit a sorceress to live. To be alive. Where does it start? Right within the heart, soul, mind. Vengeance belongs to God. No, I ain't put no spells on this individual. No, I ain't going to hit this person. I'm going to walk away. You know what? I ain't even really worried about what they did. Things will be right. I heard about that. House got burnt down. Are they alive? I don't even know. They lost a lot. Oh, Lord, by these things men live, and in all these is the life of my spirit. Oh, restore me to health and to make me alive. Isaiah 38:16. By these things men live, and all these is the life of my spirit. Heart, soul, mind, thought, word, and deed, body and spirit. So within me, what I perceive, the deception, what I see, what I hear, what I'm grasping, what I'm searching for, seek and ye shall find. Yes, of course, the life of my spirit, or restore me to health and make me live. What type of health are you looking for? Outright fulfillment, sustainment. Who states that it's right for you? You, because you believe in it, because it works for you. Health is not some obstruction being written down on paper of confinement. I can't do that for you. I don't think you're allowed to have that. That's not normal. What do you mean? You ever heard about God? Putting individuals up on the cross, nails in their feet, lacerations on their back, riding a donkey in, palms, ashes burning a cross on their head, bleeding out, if we're buried in the temple, rose again. That's not normal. Hallelujah. I ain't mad at you. He's risen, risen indeed. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. 6:5-7, John. Ooh, wee. Where'd you come from? The Father sent me, the Creator, and I live because of Him. He was the Creator, the giver and taker of life. So whoever feeds on me, I mean, I'm eating it up, I'm hungry. Boom, 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 shoveling it on in. He also will live because of me to be alive. Some of us, boy, I mean, we have a hard time being alive in this world. We're breathing. We wake up every day, capable of lacing the boots up, walking out the door, doing what we need to do. But actually being alive, giving it tenfold, being capable of being thankful, make a bucket list, a personal note to self. Make a bucket list right here, right now, today, each and every one of you. Write down some of the things that if today were your last day, you'd be doing it. Because each and every one of them is a love, is a life, is a want, is a need, something God can help you with, you know what I mean? And then when you get done seeing it, look at it. And why ain't you doing that? Why ain't you living that way now? Why haven't you accomplished it? And what's stopping you? What's preventing you? Being alive doesn't mean you're condemned. Walking away, turn the other cheek is part of being alive. I gotta go, you know what I mean? Excuse me. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. 2 Corinthians 5:15. I think there's an importance here. The investment, the treasure, definitely was stored in heaven, salvation through his blood. Who live in power, no longer live for themselves, but live for who their sake died and was raised. What'd Christ do for you? It's beyond salvation, incarnation, isn't it? You might have a lot of personal belongings, spouses, children, wives. What you got? You know what I mean? Where you at? What'd Christ do for you? I remember that testament. Some of us, you know, you walk out that door, you better have Christ with you. You can go to walk back in that door. I sure hope you found Christ today. Boy, you were in a terrible mood this morning. Hallelujah. And that's the way that it should be. We should be seeking him out to be alive. I lived. I'm alive. What are they going to do? Kill you? I'd rather be dead than deal with you. Salty. Sounds terrible. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith and in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. A confession of testament. I believe in commitment, don't you? Now, because of Christ, they told me if I believe in forgiveness, being redemption, salvation, abomination. Yes, of course. Taking it to a different level, mentality, going the other way. That I would be saved within my flesh. Up to 120 years, I live by faith, hope, charity, very good. And the life I now live in, the living God through Christ, the Holy Spirit being the enactment, praise his grace, praise his glory. Excuse me, for I am alive. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans 8:13. Relevance, isn't it? I talked about the Spirit. If you walk within the Spirit, you are no longer under the law. For if you live according to the flesh, we think about that. Is that being immortal? What is it? Being one of the flesh? Adultery? Fornication? You will die of the flesh. The moment that you're invested in the short-term game of only being on heaven, that or the only being on earth, and you're never going to make it to eternity. There is no stairway. You ain't storing treasures. You don't believe in glorification. You've alienated yourself from His belonging. What kind of relationship you got with Christ? Intimate, spiritual, physical, substance, economical, every aspect, every way, shape, and form. I got you. How many of you got your Creator and Savior like that? That's for real. It'll take you home too. It'll take you home and get you rising up right in the morning. So if I live by the flesh, I will die. The investment of being on earth. But the living God says that you can have a heaping plateful and your cup can be outright brimming, right? Plumb to the top. But the deeds of the body, you will live. Church, body, state, congregation, worried about others. I can only change stuff. Release, change, reason. I said, no, I want to be alive. Release, charge, reason. Oh, I said change. Sometimes change is good. I think different. That he should live on forever and never see the pit, Psalms 49:9. Live on forever. Never see the pits of hell. Eternity. Regardless of what happens here, he's going to advance. He's going to make it to heaven, eternity. I don't think we have anything to worry about. Did you? We create the pit on earth, you know what? Nah, they did me wrong. But the pits of hell, I'm about to condemn you now. For real? Now you see what they did to my mama? She didn't even got a door on the front on her house anymore. Ripped it right off. Jeez, for real. And when I passed by you and saw you wallowing in your blood, I said to you, in your blood, live. I said to you in your blood, live. Ezekiel 16:6. When I passed by you and saw you wallowing in your blood, through the blood, remember salvation, the body. Remember the body and blood are often referenced together. The body and the blood of Christ. Communion, think about it. When you're being handed bread, when you're taking a sip of the glass or a cup of wine, shot, whatever you've got, yeah. So think about what they're saying here. Wallowing in your blood, I said to you, in your blood, live. It's through the blood. Mm-hmm. Live. Other individuals, they're not capable of the blood yet. They haven't reached that spiritual, physical, intimate, maternal being. It's a sense of conception. I feel like I can't breathe. No, I feel like my heart's going to stop. Something ain't right. But you're not ready for the blood yet. You're not ready for God or for Christ. Very good. What he's capable of doing for you. Mm-hmm. Some of us get like that. Do you think if we're not ready for the blessing of forgiveness, salvation, and redemption, that we can actually receive it? I would imagine not, but the light shines, doesn't it? We still light the candle. Switch gets flicked on. We put light on the subject. We dress up real nice, put the three-piece on, park the new whip right outside the church. Coming up in here, throw an envelope on in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doing it right. Keeping things right around here. That's a tough one. Through the blood. Taking a sip. A drink of the cup. I used to think the Mayan tribe. The Mayans. The Mayan tribe. Y'all thirsty? You want a cup? You thirsty? I think different. For now we live. If you are standing fast in the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 3:8. For now we live. If you are standing fast in the Lord. Sometimes you don't need some of the stuff that other individuals are throwing at you. So fasting can be more than food. It can be eliminating something, taking a break from it, detoxifying. I'm unplugging, right? I'm going off to the cottage for a little bit. I'm going up to the mountains. Now I'm going to go to a foreign country and nation for a little while. I need to fast. One of the toughest things you ever have to fast from is the Lord himself. When you're capable of fasting from God or from Christ or the Holy Spirit, pushing them to a side and denying the only reason that you've received love, grace, and acceptance, that's a tough one. The derogatory in the notion itself can completely upheave you. That's a tough. It's my love. I got all my love in Christ invested in God, into Christ, the Lord, the counsel, yes, the shepherd. I ain't even allowed to have it anymore. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? Zechariah 1:5. Do they live forever? Somebody said, you're a disciple now. You're converted. How far are you going to make it? You go from that point from being a convert, disciple, keep advancing. Some of us, we took it to the point where God on earth, we tell others that they're going to go sit in a hole, cold jail cell. They got steel bars and concrete. Oh, we'll give you a meal. They say, katz and a tot. Well, wake you up. You're trying to go to work. Got a brown bag special for you. Where you at? Some of us got real smart to be hitting the guard up. You want to get out of here early? I got ears, you know what I mean? Tell that guard you got change for him. Set you up, get you some business going. See if I can get you feeling good while you're in there. I'm just like, holy shit, y'all need to walk away. I ain't mad at you. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live accordingly to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. What's the difference? The things of the Spirit, the things of the flesh, but who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit? If it only lies within, can love be physical on the outside? Yes, of course. But what about the internal mindset of love? Because the internal investment lasts forever. I find a new way to love you each and every day. A smile, a gesture, a laugh, right? A form, a way you dress, the way you look, the way you talk. Anything at this point. Hello, excuse me. Oh, the excuse me. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Somebody even said, I love you. That was amazing. I like that. Things of the Spirit. So it lies within. Invest with what's inside and you'll never go wrong. I touched base on it a little bit earlier today. I gave a talk. It was more of a directive of Ted. Touch base with some of my different friends. I think it's a reminder to us that the heart, soul, mind, the synagogue, the body, the temple, the focal point, he lies within us, thought, word, and deed, heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit. So if we value another human being, a creature, in any way, shape, or form, our love for them is eternal. We have love on them for the inside, for that's what it's about. Not the outside. Don't get me wrong. Some of these girls, they're outright upgraded. You know what I mean? They're hitting the switches when they hit the corner. Damn. For real. And excuse the language. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I seen that. I'm just not mad. You know, I'm not mad. I'm saluting as I'm walking out. Let my soul live and praise you and let your rules help me. Psalms 119, 175. Let my soul live. You know what I mean? Let me be alive. So let me be myself and praise you while I'm doing it. I'm giving it back to you. You ain't got nothing to worry about. And let your rules help me. What type of rules you got? Treat others the way you want to be treated. Unconditional love, forgiveness, repentance, confession. Somebody said it's blameless. Mm-hmm. It's blameless. You don't owe anybody anything. They don't owe you anything. Outright walk away. Boy, that's a tough one. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Romans 12:18. What does that actually mean, though? Do they have to throw somebody on you? Do you have to deal with things you don't want to? Consent is no longer valued when consent is one of the greatest forms of love we have. So far, right, as it depends on you. Outright diapers. They got plugs and somebody pulled them. Live peaceably with all. What that means is take in what you can take in. You're allowed to say yes. You're allowed to say no. But don't be afraid to walk away. Don't be afraid to turn the other cheek. Accept that this is God's creation. It's not yours. I'm sorry, sweetie. I mean, it's not yours. Get to that point. You're outright biting your teeth, just waiting for somebody to get up off that chair. I'm going to get you. Forgive me. I think a little bit different. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Proverbs 9:6. Leave your simple ways and live. Walk in the way of insight. I referenced this the other night. Excuse me. She's this quiet little church mouse. Just a beautiful human being. More loved than everybody in the whole entire world. So afraid to be alive. Leave your simple ways. You got to go out there. Go out there and get it. Some of us, we got to grab ourselves right by the heel. You got to see what God's given you. He already knew every decision you were going to make. You can't make any wrong decisions. Every decision you make is already forgiven. Isn't that the truth? You go back to him, you bear your own cross, your washing of the heart, soul, and mind. I ain't got nothing bad to say. Think about it. Why do the wicked live, reach old age, and grow mighty in power? Job 21:7. Condemnation of creature is a lack of acceptance. God might have touched them in ways that we never even thought was possible. But the moment that that moral, ethical outlook of perception becomes the deficit to your life, I don't think it's their problem. I think it's your problem. Lord, forgive me. I think different. How come? I said, by no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Romans 6:2. You're forgiven, aren't you? Do you ever hear of the Lord? Jesus Christ. Right? He's forgiven. You're forgiven. Everybody's forgiven. How could you still live within sin? There's nobody in this world that they have any sense of notoriety that they can be condemning you, judging you, telling you it's not right for you or wrong for you. How many of you wake up each and every day and your mindset, the mentality, you're worried about what somebody else is thinking? I already know. You already know what? I already know your ass is tired of being abused. Shit, it's about time you shut the door. Hang the phone up. Tell her no. You gotta go. There's nothing wrong with consent. You gotta stand firm on your own solid foundation, on what God and Christ have given you. And I don't care if it's right for you or wrong for you. If it's right for you, it's gonna show. And if it's wrong for you, it ain't going to. If you ain't happy with what you got going on in life, it requires change. A good type of change. You know what I'm saying? The type of change that can change lives. Take it one breath at a time, or however you would or will. But make it to where it's about Him, and you'll never have anything wrong to say or any place wrong to go. And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." Luke 4:4. That's tough. You can have a lot of spiritualism. You can read scripture. You can go to work every day. You can come home, keep the house clean, cutting grass. I'm even bagging up the leaves, rake it up. I ain't mad. Think about what I'm saying. But you can't live by bread alone. What are you missing? Communion. Give me some of that blood. Where does the blood come into play? The enactment. Actual acts, laboring of the deeds. You have to have pro-life. You have to be capable of working in the garden of life. Man shall not be alone, and neither shall women. Come on now. You can't live by bread alone. You just can't. If you do, it'll outright drive you crazy. I think about the inequity. If one sector, one part of your life, morally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, economically, substance-wise, is off, impurity is, if you would, then the rest of us is it thrown off kilter? That's a tough one. Can't live by bread alone. The body. Remember the body. Somebody said blood. I'm trying to get a little bit. I'm not mad at you. Whoever is steadfast in righteousness will live, but he who pursues evil will die. Proverbs 11:9. I promise you on everything I know. I swear I've went through some really tough ones, and some of these battles, they've been extreme. I mean, my soul has really literally been revived, buried. Sometimes they're selling me off into these different locations. It takes forever to get home. I'm trying to get an evac team and a couple pats on the back, and let me move real quick. I mean, now! Pursues evil will die. I'm just trying to be alive up in here through the blood, the bloody, giving thanks at the meantime. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my teaching as the apple of your eye. Proverbs 7:2. Well, I tell you what, as long as you're pursuing Him, as long as it's about God, it's about Christ, you already know. You don't have nothing to worry about. The condemnation, acceptance, or acknowledgement of creature is not relevant. You got it. You got it in ways that only you could have it, and ain't gonna go anywhere else. So definitely the apple within your eye, the star within your star within your sky. Indeed, the word indeed. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. 2 Timothy 3:12. Whew, there was the confession. Indeed, yes indeed, very well, they might as well have said. Very good. All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. You already knew that was going to happen. You knew it was coming. There wasn't nothing you can do about it. You smile, walk away, raise the hand. I'll do something right for somebody. See if there's anybody I can help real quick. But because of Him and the jealousy and envy of not being capable of achieving that unforgiving, unconditional life with no restrictions and limitations, full of love and forgiveness, now all of a sudden I'm getting ready to make it your problem. Whew, but if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. I'm wrapping it up here. You can't get any better than that. So to be alive, and I reference multiple biblical verses here, continue to advance within it, to truly be alive, you notice you're stumbling, you're falling, you're succeeding, you have success, and you're taking it to some outer limits. There is no limitations to life. The only promise of life that you will ever have is to be dead. And if you shall seek God in life, you shall also seek God in death. Let us wrap this up in prayer. Graciously, Heavenly Father, and Christ our Savior, Redeemer, look for our lives to be fulfilled, to be unrestrained, to not be harnessed or condemned in any way, shape, or form. Let the ridiculed of our trespassers be the condemnation that they seek to receive. For truly let us treat others the way that we want to be treated, the law of the land, and let us to continue to live and walk within the Spirit. Let us be reminded that your love, the forgiveness, the unconditionalness of it, is more than we could ever deem to be acceptable for others. So let us try to be receptive to love. And if not, let us walk away within it. With love, patience, grace, and growth, give us the sternness to be capable of embracing the inequities that you've given us, knowing that you already know every decision road that we're going to encounter. With love, grace, and happiness, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Christ our Savior's name we pray. Look me up. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check out some of the news, some of the feeds on Buzzsprout. I think you'll like what we've got going on. Be sure to be alive. And I know you got that alarm clock going off in the morning. It feels good to hit snooze every now and then. But when you wake up, make sure you're invested in being alive, and He'll be with you. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for the give. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Have a very, very blessed evening. God bless you.